Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's pick up right where we left off with Tuesday's Montana Talks. Today, we're broadcasting live from Great Falls. That's right, Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls today. We are broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters here, 205 9th Avenue South in Great Falls, Montana. If you're listening right now on KINX, Star Radio station here in Great Falls, come on down and see us. A great location here. And we've got microphones open for you. In the meantime, though, let's pick up where we left off. So the timing just worked out perfectly. I couldn't have planned it better for the ending of yesterday's show. Here we had retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klemm, who's headlining these border security rallies across the state of Montana this week, including tonight in Great Falls at the Holiday Inn at the Convention Center. He's headlining all these events. He popped in for just the last few minutes of the show yesterday in Kalispell. And then we had, as luck would have it, we had Frank Mealy there. Frank Mealy, who's the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell and now has his Heartland Diary USA blog. But I was, you know, talking about how Frank Mealy was sounding the alarm on illegal immigration and border security going back to the early 2000s. And then, of course, now, I mean, look at the mess we are in as a country right now, given the wide open southern border. But I thought, you know what, let's have Frank Mealy ask Chief Klemm a question, because I've gotten to, you know, ask a lot of questions to Chief Klemm over our travels over the past few days. So I thought, let's have Frank Mealy do it. And Frank asked a great question. He says, you know, President Trump is pledging to deport these illegal aliens that Joe Biden and John Tester are allowing to flood into this country. How can it be done? Can it be done, et cetera? And we had a message on our Montana Talks app from Kestrel in Billings that came in right as the show wrapped up. He says, Aaron, if we can manage to find all those supposedly involved in the phony J6 insurrection, we can find those that need to be removed as they are illegals. And then we had another message from Robert in Lewistown. This is a funny one from Robert in Lewistown. I guess Joe Biden did create some jobs. It's going to take a lot of people to round up and deport all of the illegal aliens. And then let's see, Nancy in Roundup, she jumped in on the conversation as well. Nancy in Roundup sent me an email. This is what Nancy says. She says, realistically, no, we will never be able to deport them all, but we can help with self-deportation by taking away all the benefits they have been receiving that are provided by taxpayers. The other way is to offer a bounty for every illegal alien turned into ICE. Nancy says, in 1965, after Senator Ted Kennedy reopened our then closed borders, is when this all started. Illegals have made our country a broken disaster. That's what Nancy and Roundup had to say. What do you have to say? You can send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or if you're here in Great Falls, come down and see us. We're broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters, the indoor shooting range and gun store right here, very close to downtown Great Falls, 205 9th Avenue South. Look forward to seeing you back right after this.
Securing America.
Joint Chiefs Chairman CQ Brown is in Botswana attending the African Chiefs of Defense Conference, the first time the meeting of more than 30 such representatives has been held on African soil. In an opening speech, Chairman Brown admitted that groups linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIS are growing in size and influence in Africa. General Michael Langley is the commanding officer of U.S. Africa Command.
We're assessing what we need to do to continue the counterterrorism fight.
General Langley says the issue is one that will be discussed during the conference.
To be able to produce indications and warnings or threats against U.S. interests or the U.S. homeland.
He adds that another goal will be increased cooperation with African allies,
bolstering the capabilities of our African partners who have a shared interest and a shared threat that they'd like to counter themselves.
Kevin Retzke, Fox News.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got some great events coming up here later today in Great Falls. But first, let me take you back to Kalispell for just a few minutes here. We wrapped up the show 10 a.m. yesterday. Then we had a great event at the Army-Navy store there in Kalispell in Evergreen. And what a beautiful facility that Army-Navy store is. Plus, they just opened up a new section, and you got to check it out. It's the Blade Room. In fact, I got a cool Blade Room shirt on right now that I scored yesterday. I was like, man, this is such a cool shirt. I'm going to wear this to the border security rally. So I got my Blade Room shirt on, but they built a whole new fancy wing with nothing but knives and blades and some great Montana-made stuff. So go check that out when you're in Kalispell for sure. Say hi to our friends at the Army Navy store there and walk into the Blade Room. Very cool. They just recently opened it out here. But then before we did the border security rally last night, I was able to catch up with some great folks. Let me just play a little bit of that conversation. I recorded an interview with our friends during that dinner event last night in Kalispell as well. Let's just roll right into it here. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We are at the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro here in Kalispell, Montana. What a beautiful location. If you haven't made it in here yet, although it sounds like a lot of our listeners frequent this place on many occasions, great spot to be at. Big thank you here to the Zubas, to Trevor and Angela for hosting us here for our event tonight. Angela, you're kind of the vintner and the restaurateur here. Describe the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro.
Thanks for coming and joining us, Aaron. I'd be happy to. So we are an urban micro winery. What that means is we import grapes from all over the world, and then we make everything here in-house. So currently we do over 50 varietals of wine, red, white, sparkling, sweets, ciders, and we also have a full restaurant menu that does in-house food and off-site catering as well.
The charcuterie boards, there's a prime rib au jus sandwich. That's what I'm ordering here tonight. I'm then going to do a nice flight just to try to sample everything. You get your grapes from all over the world, basically, to make the wine right here in-house.
Absolutely. So we can do really cool things like bring in a varietal from Italy and a varietal from Chile, blend those two together, and then you have a one-of-a-kind unique wine. And you are in for a treat if you're ordering the Port Silk Prime Rib. That is our most famous dish, and it is heavenly. It's to die for.
And Trevor, you're kind of the chief supporter here. You like to support the winery by being a consumer. So are you the chief taste tester? What's your title around here?
I'm usually the guy just pushing the broom, is what I usually like to say. No, I help my wife out. I support her as much as I can, but this is definitely her show, her baby. I come in and help. I bottle, fix things that break, you know, help out on busy nights, some of the catering and so on and so forth. But yeah, this is the Angela show here.
Watching her work, how do you describe this place?
Oh, watching her work, she's just a buzz. She's just hustling every minute of every day. So, I mean, it's crazy to see what she does in a day.
You got any favorite food, favorite wines yourself here?
Oh, absolutely. There's a bunch of food. I can't say no to any of the food here. The cheese dip is probably one of the best things. I can never put it down. Again, you know, the Port Soap prime rib is one of the best, too. I've got a few new favorite wines. The Grey Ghost is now my favorite red currently. The Townsend for a white is probably one of the better ones. So, but I mean, it changes with the day.
Yeah. In fact, Trevor was telling me earlier how you'll get a
you know, a batch of grapes in, and this is the one shot you got at these grapes. So you got constantly got specialty wines that you might only have for this one time.
Oh, absolutely. They call them our limited releases, and it's just because our vineyards are saying, well, we're only going to allow outside operations to have, you know, 2% of our crop, and that's it. And so we got to make the most of it, and we do features and especially give precedence to our wine club members. So that's how you get to taste all these really exotic and unique ones, is through being a wine club member or a business and creating your own custom wine.
What does it take to make one batch of wine? Or maybe, I mean, you've got, what, 30 different, 40 different ones on the list here?
Close to 50. For red wines, it takes about 8 to 10 months before somebody can drink that wine. So we sit on our inventory for a long time. Whites are a little bit shorter. You're looking at about 3 to 4 months in those. But there's a lot. It's a science and an art and a little bit of magic, and fingers crossed that everything turns out in the end.
Didn't you launch this place like in 2020 or something like that?
Oh, yes. We chose, you know, right at the peak of COVID to launch our business because we thought that would be challenging and fun.
No. Great timing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just kidding. No, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. So it was a few years ahead of time, but we did open in August of 2020, and it was incredibly challenging opening up a food and beverage business in the peak of COVID when we were, you know, getting shut down and all the restrictions. But thankfully, we're in the beautiful state of Montana, and none of that lasted too long, and we were able to get up and running and on our feet.
Yeah, I think we had a Judge Dan Wilson here in the Flathead who put a halt to some of that lockdown nonsense, and then a Governor Greg Gianforte who came in and put a halt to more of that nonsense. Now, did I hear right that you're an immigrant to this country? Because people wouldn't know it if they were talking to you, chatting with you here, you know, ponied up to the bar here at the Winery and Bistro.
Yeah, we are immigrants from Canada. We immigrated in 2020 legally, of course. It was it was a very, very challenging. It's not an easy process, and that's for good reason. We want to make sure that people that are coming in this country are doing the right thing. But it was tough because of COVID. It kept our family separated for 2.5 years. Because of the way that they had the lockdowns and the restrictions. But, you know, we're tough grit, and we just said that we're just going to teach our son some good values and foundations about how to survive and persevere. And we just pushed through and said, we're going to do this, and we're going to provide a service to this community that they've never seen before and that they're going to love. And plus, we employ over 10 people here that earn their livings through us, and we're just going to keep doing it and keep trucking.
All right, we talked a little bit about the crazy lockdowns and just the freedoms that are under attack in under Trudeau's Canada right now. Some more to follow here with the Zuba family from the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro in Kalispell.
I'm Chad Kirkham with the Speaker's Lobby. The House Ethics Committee is now probing the conduct of Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. This comes after the Justice Department investigated Gaetz as part of a sex trafficking scandal. The House Ethics Committee rejuvenated the old investigation into Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct and drug abuse. The ethics panel rarely says exactly what it is investigating, but even more uncommon, declaring what it won't examine, like whether the congressman, quote, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Justice Department launched its own investigation of Gaetz 3 years ago after there were reports he had a relationship with someone underage. Gaetz called the allegation, quote, a lie. The DOJ never charged Gaetz. The congressman called the House investigation Soviet, accusing former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of sending his, quote, goons after him. It was Gaetz who forced the vote to strip McCarthy of his gavel. The former speaker says questions about Gaetz' ethics cost him the speakership. McCarthy says Gaetz wanted him to halt the ethics investigation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergrim, Fox News.
Hey, do you guys remember that gun store that got raided by the IRS and an ATF agent with the Biden administration intimidation? Well, that's where we're going to be with Wednesday's Montana Talks. That's right. Very excited to broadcast live from Highwood Creek Outfitters Wednesday, Great Falls, Montana. Come down and see us. I'll be set up as early as 6 o'clock in the morning if you want to come say hi. But then, of course, we'll take you statewide from Highwood Creek Outfitters 9 to 10 Wednesday.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We've got open microphones for you here in Great Falls, broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters here this morning.
So if you want to drop in, just come say hi, join us on the microphone, you name it, we'll be here till 10 a.m. One drop-in guest that we are looking forward to seeing here, I think he's going to be able to make it in, King Kai Stewart. Man, this guy is tough. This guy is a fighter. This guy is a beast. Have you guys heard of the bare knuckle fighting championships, bare knuckle fighting matches? Man, if you think boxing is crazy, they're wearing gloves. If you think, UFC fights, mixed martial arts fights are crazy, again, they're wearing gloves. Bare knuckle fighting is exactly what they say it is. And man, I'll tell you what, you got to be even extra tough to do the bare knuckle fighting. This guy not only is tough enough to do the bare knuckle fighting, he was the champion. The bare knuckle fighting champion, the world champion last year. And then this past Friday night, he retained his title. He basically went to Miami and beat the hometown kid in Miami, in Hollywood, Florida. And talk about Montana tough. He's a Great Falls, Montana kid. And they call him King Kai Stewart, fresh off his big championship win on Friday. He should be joining us here at Highwood Creek Outfitters here later this morning. So if you pop in, you might get a chance to see him and meet him as well. And his coach, really, I hope his coach is able to make it in with him as well. Dave Evans is his coach. And got to see Dave Evans on Saturday night in Missoula because Dave Evans is one of the longstanding referees for the Fusion Fight League and the Fusion Fight events across Montana. You know, I was in Bozeman for the Fusion Fights at Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. I was at the Metro in Billings for the Fusion Fights there. And then we were under the lights in Missoula Saturday night. And then Great Falls Fusion Fights are right around the corner. And then Haver, and then they'll be doing the circuit back through some of those other towns as well. But, look forward to seeing him here in just a few minutes. And then we got, just like we did in Kalispell on Tuesday, today here in Great Falls, we got some other fun events going on. The Border Security Rally tonight. Go to SecureBorderSecureMontana.com to see where we'll be at. Get your free ticket featuring retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem. And that event paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. Another event paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana at noon. Actually, starting at 11:30 this morning, about 11:30 to 1, we're going to be at the Roadhouse Diner. So you want to come have a great burger for lunch? Well, we're going to have gift cards that we're going to be handing out. We'll basically be covering your lunch. The Roadhouse Diner, I heard about them through Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter's Pursuit podcast. So looking forward to seeing them later this morning. But I mentioned, that's the event we got coming up today in Great Falls. But last night, just before the Border Security Rally, we were at the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro. And here's more of our conversation with the Zubas at Water's Edge Winery and Bistro.
Trevor, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I've got family that live north of the border as well, and just how you couldn't even go visit people. And if you did, you literally were monitored, had to sit in a room for 2 weeks before you could even go visit your family. It was just crazy. Shows that borders matter, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The restrictions on both sides of the borders that were put in place by our governments were insane because you could fly if you had the money. So basically the rich people, yeah, they could still travel whenever they want. But anybody of normal means, you had to save up the money and travel and fly. And then when I got back into Canada, I had to quarantine for 2 weeks. Other people that I worked with would be going to big cities, cities of over a million people to visit their family and go right back to work and no problem. But I came to our small little valley here and because I crossed an invisible line, I had to quarantine for 2 weeks after I got done seeing my family, and I had to fly both ways to do it. So it was a challenge to get time off work to even come see my wife and kid. They're 2.5 years, and I would think I was down maybe 5 times, 2 or 3 times.
And yet you look at our southern border right now.
Exactly. I mean, I should just go get Mexican citizenship and then walk across and I'd be automatic.
Or Yemeni or come from Iran or 180 some other countries. And you just walk across and they'll give you a gift card paid for by we, the taxpayers, in some cities in America. It's crazy. Huh?
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate that, it's looked upon so differently depending on where you're from.
Of course, USA, Canada, we were talking a little bit about some of the great connections. I mean, the military history and the rich partnership between the U.S. and Canada.
And of course, you've got some, you know, Canadian military background in the family, which is so great. But you know, the USA Canada patch that the first Special Service Force wore in World War II when they were training up at Fort Harrison, Montana, and that's the birthplace of the first Special Service Force. And you know, I've talked with Green Berets and Navy SEALs who would trace that lineage, that U.S. Canada lineage, back to the founding of Special Operations Forces. So it's a great. But then, of course, here in the Flathead, you can see the Canadian plates all over the place. There's, you know, a lot of friendships on both sides of the border there. In fact, it was really cool when I was talking to Angela Zuba about doing our, you know, Americans for Prosperity Montana event here at the winery. I said, where are you from? And she says, well, just south of Calgary. And I said, oh, my stepmom's family is from Coaldale, Alberta. She says, that's where I'm from. So anyway, pretty cool country. Coaldale's a neat little town, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's growing quite a bit. It's probably close to 10,000 people now already. But It's just this little community of so many different cultures and a lot of American influences and a lot of European influences. But it's neat to see how small our world really is when we get to know each other on either side of the border. And it's a cool concept.
Yeah, I think in the late 80s, early 90s, when I was first going up there, it was more just like a small Canadian wheat farmer town.
Yeah, farming community, some oil fields, and that's about it.
yeah. Well, anyway, it's great to be here. What do you want to tell folks across Montana? Because, you know, what made you want to come to the United States? What made you want to build a business and a family and a home here? And because there's a lot of similarities between Alberta and Saskatchewan. I've got a great cowboy in Saskatchewan that listens to this show that I caught up with in Scobie just a couple of months ago, for example. But what made you want to, you know, permanently make this a home, make this a business home?
Well, we've always had a heartstring for Montana and the Flathead Valley specifically. And it took us almost 10 years to figure out the way that we would be able to move here as a family and live here and build a business here. And it's the freedom that you have in the United States, the political freedom. I know it doesn't seem like it in a lot of instances right now, but the political freedom is paramount. The taxation freedom is paramount. They talk about Canada being, you know, free healthcare and all that, but nothing's free. You pay for it in different ways. And so to be able to come down here and pave our way is what was the draw for us.
We've been doing this tour where we're highlighting inflation, how massive government spending, and this tour has been paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, but we've been highlighting how massive government spending, particularly by Joe Biden and John Tester, is driving up the cost of everything. And as we do these events from various grocery stores, hardware stores, restaurants, you know, business owners it sounds like they're like pleading with us, yes, please get the word out, because people think we're just willy-nilly raising prices, but we're doing everything we can to keep the prices low for our customers and still deliver a stellar product.
Absolutely. So we've had to increase our prices, as has everybody else, but to the absolute bare minimum that we possibly can. Our team takes a hit. They work harder. They work longer hours. They don't maybe get the perks that they might get in other places. I know that I put in a lot of hours. Our family works here for a long time and really hard, and we don't take in. People think, you know, small business owners are really rich, but we're really not. We work just as hard as everybody else for probably less money. but we just, it's super important for us to get that message out that, you know, small businesses are not gouging people. We are doing what we can to survive, and so we need to make sure that the economy gets better.
Anything else you want to tell folks across Montana?
Just come on in. If you want a great bite of food and a great glass of wine from a local family-owned business, Water's Edge Winery and Bistro on the corner of Highway 2 and Reserve in Kalispell, Montana.
Great for summer or winter, whether you're water skiing in the summer or snow skiing in the winter. Trevor, anything you want to tell folks across Montana? I caught you off guard.
You did, actually. No, just a little more on why we wanted to move here. I mean, I fell in love with this place when I came here as a kid with my family, just traveling, and it took me a whole lifetime to figure out how to move here. And, you know, I'm an out-of-stater and new to Montana. I know there's a little bit of a grudge sometimes against that. But, you know, before COVID, before the government made all the rules, boy, the people here are just so friendly and so warm and inviting. I don't know anybody who's ever visited here that wouldn't want to move here. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Well, and there's also a lot of people that grew up here that were trying to find a way back here. And with the strength of Montana's economy, now they're able to find our way back home now.
Oh, yes. There's plenty for everyone to do. Lots of jobs, lots of opportunity for growth, for business, for, you know, construction, for everything here. So, you know, the economy is the one thing that is still winning.
Well, thanks again to both of you. And the charcuterie and the flight of wine has arrived.
Woohoo! So you better get out there and eat it while you can, and And then good luck on your event tonight, your rally. We're looking forward to hearing the outcome of it.
That's right, yeah. And, of course, the Chief Clem Border Security Rally right now, we're in Kalispell, just about to kick off the Tuesday night event, right? But as folks are going to be hearing this on the radio, Wednesday night, Border Security Rally featuring Chief Clem in Great Falls. And then we take you to Bozeman Thursday night, Billings Friday night. So hope to see you there.
All right, go to SecureBorderSecureMontana.com for the details for tonight. Yeah, we're at Highwood Creek Outfitters broadcasting live this morning, this Wednesday morning here in Great Falls. Some of you are probably listening, yeah, I'd love to go water skiing on the Flathead. I'd love to go snow skiing up in the Flathead as well. But, man, I got these knees or I got this hip or, my lower back. Can you just feel the bumps on the mobile? ow. Hey, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics has got hundreds of clinics across America, but they're now boots on the ground here in Montana. And what they specialize in is regenerative medicine. And what they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body and they consolidate them down and put them directly into those achy joints. And anyway, you can call them right now, get a free consultation to see exactly how they can help you, if they can help you, if it's the right option for you or not. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. Again, that's 406-201-6263 for QC Kinetics. Check them out. They're under the leadership of their national medical director, Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf. All right, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks, broadcasting live from Great Falls, King Kai, and much more to follow in the hour and a half left. Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's some more content. We had so many folks show up and join us in Kalispell yesterday that we completely ran out of time. In fact, if you were listening during this 8 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, we had Speaker of the House Matt Regeer out of Kalispell join us on the program. And, you know, we first talked about this big story about how Republicans we talked about this big story about how legislative Republicans here in Montana are readying legislation to crack down on the illegal aliens that are flooding into the state of Montana, looking to join efforts in states like Texas, Iowa, and elsewhere. And so we were talking with Speaker of the House Matt Regeer about that yesterday. And then we just ran out of time because by the time we got to everybody who was sitting there ready to be on the microphone, we just ran out of time. And then he had a big meeting he had to attend starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So what I did is while we were in the middle of our national news update on the radio, you know, we've got about 6 minutes from the top of the hour till when we kick off Montana Talk. So what I did is I just pulled out my microphone and my recorder real fast, recorded an additional conversation with Speaker Regeer talking about tax relief and much more. So I'll share that with you at some point here this morning here on Montana Talks as well. Broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters here in Great Falls. That is where retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem is going to be later tonight as well. In fact, I've got Chief Clem with me right now on the phone line. Chief, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I know it's been fun doing these quick hits with you. It's a great way for people to get just a taste of what you've been covering at these border security rallies. Hey, first off, man, what a turnout last night in Kalispell. What a great group, huh?
Yeah, no, it was great. They were lively. You know, they were asking good questions. I had a lot of good, you know, conversations before and after the event. It was really good. You know, this is two nights in a row. We've had a very good crowd. I'm looking to get the trifecta tonight and finish out the week. Look, people are fed up and they're fired up. And that's what we want to hear because, you know, they're seeing things, they're hearing things, they're feeling the impacts of this administration and all walks of life and all areas of life, should I say. But you know, when we see these crimes, we see this poison, we see all this happening because of failed border policies, you know, it's really, you know, giving me an opportunity to tell them why and how we got here and give them some solutions. And so this has been a great opportunity. Montana is a border state, but they're actually feeling more of the impacts from the southern border right now. And it's good to bring some information to the people.
What you, I actually pulled out my phone and started recording part of your speech when you were talking about China. And I was a little late hitting the record button because, you know, I was emceeing these events and kind of running around. But what you had to say about the numbers coming out of China in particular, I thought are very eye-opening. And you started by saying, hey, just a few years ago, these were the numbers. Now look at the numbers now.
Yeah. So, you know, I always preface this. Look, I don't ever want to broad brush a demographic or a cultural group. But let's be honest. We know that China, their government and their nation are one of our number one geopolitical foes. And you just can't leave China. It's not that easy. You know, we had just back in 2022, I think the number was around 450 Chinese nationals that were apprehended entering illegally in the United States. Last year, it was over 24,000, and we've exceeded 24,000 in the first 6 months of this fiscal year. So close to 50,000 Chinese nationals have entered the country illegally. And I live in a border state, and I go down to the border quite often, meet with some friends and colleagues. And these are, a lot of them are single adult men. I mean, there's some family units mixed in there, but there are a lot of people from all around the world, specifically China, in that single adult 18, 35-year-old range. And look, maybe someone was talking last night, even if 1% of that group are really bad people, that's way too many. And we've got to be able to knock that down. We got to shut it down. We need policies to secure our border to keep America safe.
Oh, you're right across the board. I mean, I've got two friends in the Billings area in particular that were able to get out of China, came to the United States, and they're Christians. They love freedom. And they kind of shake their heads, I think, when they look at the rest of us that some of the rest of our population that are allowing these freedoms to slip away. But you're right. It only takes 19 of those 50,000 to cause major harm here in America.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, that's one of the things I talk about. People get really emotional. They kind of conflate immigration and border security. And that's kind of one of the things I like to talk about. Let's separate the immigration piece. Let's talk about the public safety and national security impacts. We've had public safety issues play out way too often in recent weeks. And it's like we don't go a week without some kind of violent crime committed by somebody that shouldn't even be here illegally. Just last month, we had eight ISIS-K Nexus folks from, there were eight Tajikistanis, and they all have connections to ISIS-K. That's a national security issue. So this all is coming through our porous border. It's all coming through because of the policies that are restricting us to do the job that we, you know, came to do. And we got to get it right, because, you know, I don't know what's we're going to see if we're going to have a border if we don't get the right administration in charge with the right support in the House and Senate to take care of America. Let's clean up some things. Let's get the border secure. Then we can address the backlog. But we secure the border, then we can secure America, and we can actually get things right for everybody within our borders.
Yeah. Well, Chief, I know I'm really looking forward to the border security rally in Great Falls tonight, Bozeman tomorrow night, and then in Billings Friday afternoon. You're going to be with us in studio for Friday's statewide show. So that'll be great, because I've gotten a chance to catch up with you a lot. But then our listeners will be able to ask you questions. But there is, I think, you know, a lot of people, everybody's asking, well, what can we do? What can we do about it? And I would just say, well, here's one easy thing you can do. By showing up at these border security rallies, you're putting a public statement about how important this issue is. And that was the message sent in Missoula. That was the message sent in Kalispell last night. I think it's going to be the message sent in Great Falls once again tonight. On a personal level, Chief, a lady in Missoula asked you about what we the people can do to show support for Border Patrol agents, and you had some great responses. There's organizations you can support. There's MWR, morale, welfare, recreation programs that people could support to support these Border Patrol agents. But how, I mean, the suicide rate, we've talked about that amongst military veterans, but just like military veterans have felt the betrayal of this country with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, I feel that that our Border Patrol agents have, not just the men and women serving right now, but those who've sacrificed, those who've given their lives for decades to secure this border. People like you have sacrificed time away from your family time and time again to secure this border. And then they just open up the floodgates and try to wipe that all away. It's such a betrayal.
Yeah, there's a lot of dehumanizing and just really bashing federal law enforcement, the Border Patrol agents, the ICE agents. Yeah, in 22, we had a record CBP-wide 22 suicides in 2022, 4 were Border Patrol agents. One of them was mine there in Yuma. You know, that just impacts everybody. You know, it was, you know, what I would say to everybody is, number one, if you're not following your sector chiefs on their social media, you can do a Google search. You can go on social media, put in there, you know, just say something, you know, make a comment. Just say, we thank you. We pray for the men and women, not just Border Patrol agents, but all law enforcement. Because if we don't have the right people in these jobs, if we don't are not able to recruit and retain the right people in these law enforcement jobs, when if we're scraping at the bottom of the barrel to try to get people in to do these jobs, these important functions, when all hell breaks loose, you're not going to have the best, the brightest. You're not going to have the ones that, you know, serve this country to do that. They're going to be low end, and that's going to be a very big problem. So we need to make sure that we are thanking our law enforcement, thanking our Border Patrol, thanking our military, because we need to get that commitment to service and service to country back, you know, in our country, so people get, you know, raised to do the right thing and say, hey, this is a good function. It's not cut out for everybody. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But at the same time, we need good, strong men and women that are willing to take the oath, to put the badge on and go out there and protect America, whether it's in the streets in your city or along the remote areas of our southern and northern borders. So, you know, just thank your law enforcement. Reach out through their social medias and tell them thank you. You know what? Write a letter. I used to receive letters as the sector chief. I got a lot of hate mail, too. But the good letters, you know, I would make sure they were scanned and were sent out across the sector-wide email and on display. So people need to know that there are a group of people. They may be a silent majority, but they love and support their law enforcement. They love and support their men and women in green and men and women in blue.
Well, Chief, on your drive today to Great Falls, I think you're going to get to see a little bit of Glacier National Park, maybe just the boundary. Maybe you could get all the way. I wish we didn't have this reservation system so you could drive going to the Sun Pass, but you're going to get a slice of some of God's country, some of the most beautiful country you'll ever see today. And so I hope you enjoy the drive. Have a safe drive. We'll see you soon in Great Falls.
Appreciate you having me on. Look forward to seeing you this afternoon.
Yeah, and yep, yeah, great. All right, Chief Clem, thanks so much. Yeah, and man, there is so much information. In fact, I've sat through two of these border security rallies, Missoula and Kalispell now, and I'm like, man, there is still information, powerful, compelling information that he didn't even get to yet. I mean, there's a lot that he delivers in these events, but there's so much more that he can share, and every event's been different. So, yeah, anyway, get out tonight, secureborderSecureMontana.com for the details. I believe it's the Holiday Inn at the convention center area in Great Falls, but go to that web link to get your ticket. Okay, quick break here on Montana Talks. We're broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters. If you want to come down, we've got microphones open for you. And then around lunchtime, 11:30 to 1, we got a really fun gift card giveaway taking place at the road. I'm running out of time.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Poor James Carville is out of his mind. You know, freaking out that Donald Trump is winning in these polls. He's freaking out that Joe Biden is a cognitive mess. He's freaking out that he's losing African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and young people. Now he's very clearly in a cold sweat over Joe's prospects for victory in November. He posted a video yesterday warning that if Donald Trump secures re-election and replaces Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the United States will move into a theocracy.
I can assure you, if Trump wins and he names a replacement for Sotomayor, it's getting setbacks. Similar constitution, there's no more religious freedom. We're now going to officially move into a theocracy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Promises are one thing, policies and performance are another. Saying that you'll cut carbon emissions by one half by year 2030, less than 7 years away, is easy. But making good on those commitments is quite another. When you bring in the fact that in order for reductions to impact climate, they must be carried out globally, it adds up to a massive overhaul in energy production that will require enormous investment. A recent study by consulting firm S&P Global looked at how a global transition to carbon-free energy might impact the demand for copper. An important concession to reality in the S&P study is a recognition that other factors, most notably the industrialization of less developed countries, will increase the global appetite for the metal as well. The upshot is that copper producers will need to refine twice as much copper by 2035 than has ever been produced, both through mining and recycling. How exactly are we going to do that? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Association of Broadcasters. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me see. We got just a few minutes left here in this 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then, of course, the big show gets even bigger. I know this is kind of our fun extra hour of Montana Talks. Sometimes we have more fun even in the early morning time than we do even a little bit later. But the big show coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, that's when we take you statewide. You know, right now, we're on some big, powerful stations, KBUL Billings, KPRK Livingston, KMMS Bozeman, KXTL Butte, KINX Great Falls, and KJJR Kalispell, but then the rest of the state jumps in here on the 9 o'clock hour, and I think King Kai is on his way here shortly, and let me see, will he have the coach with him too? Yeah, I think his coach, Dave Evans, will be here as well, so that'll be great. They're going to be joining us coming up here, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We got a lot of great fighters out there. Some of you are physical fighters who jump in the octagon or you jumped into the boxing ring, but the rest of you are fighters as well. You're fighting for your kids. You're fighting for your grandkids. You're fighting for your future. You're fighting for, you know, our nation right now. And if you're not, then get into the fight, right? All right, let's see. Just a few minutes left here. Hey, one other thing I wanted to tell you about, man, you know, you think about, you know, some of these fighters, every now and then they might lose a tooth or two from being inside, especially a bare-knuckle fighting championship in particular, right? But some of you got bigger troubles than that. You got a whole grill that could use replacement. And you've been struggling with some you know, failing teeth. You've been struggling with hurting teeth. Or maybe you're up there in years and you've got dentures and you're like, man, I just can't stand these dentures. They're annoying. They're obnoxious. It makes you self-conscious. You go out to eat dinner and you can't order what you want to eat for dinner because, you know, you're afraid that your teeth might fall out. You might have some embarrassing situation. Well, let me tell you, Yellowstone Family Dental has people that travel from all across America to get this really world-class dentistry, dental implants done here, right here in Montana. So you're even closer. You don't have to fly all the way across the country to get this done. You can get it done right here in Montana. I've seen their facilities. I've known their crew, known about them for several years. And what they will do is they can replace all of it, all of your upper teeth, all of your lower teeth. And they'll tell you their stuff is so high quality that within a short time after getting your dental implants done, you can even go out and enjoy a steak dinner. I know you don't believe me, but I'm telling you, you can do it. Yellowstone Family Dental, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, just to, you know, check into it, see what they, you know, what they can do for you. You can schedule a free consultation. The phone number is on their website as well, so MontanaDentalImplants.com. Let's see, got some app messages coming in here. Big stories in the news here this morning from a Montana perspective. From the Associated Press, here we go again. You know, earlier in that conversation with our friends from the winery and bistro in Kalispell, we were talking about, hey, thankfully you had a governor strike down these absurd mandates and lockdowns and things. Thankfully, you had a Judge Dan Wilson who struck down some of these absurd mandates, shutting down businesses in America. But we know we got a big problem with liberal judges in a liberal Montana Supreme Court. Here we go again. A liberal judge in Missoula just yesterday struck down a Montana law that defined sex in state law as male or female, claiming that it was unconstitutional. This was a liberal district court judge, Shane Van Atta, in Missoula. Look, you know what these left-wing crazies want to do. They want to create 600 different genders so they can allow men into girls' locker rooms, so they can take away girls' sports opportunities. But in order to do that, they can't allow, the definition of a woman to be a woman. So that's why this liberal judge shot that down. That's why these Supreme Court races in Montana are so important. And that's why so many people are supporting the Sons of Montana. Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson. For